I want to remind you that at our website, thetakeaway.org, we can answer a lot of your questions about what's going on in Japan. For example, Bob wrote at the website, my family would like to donate to the disaster in Japan. I need an address. The Japanese are the strongest people on earth. My wife are behind them 100%. Well, Bob, and for anyone else who's wondering, we actually have a list of places and easy links for you to go to or to text on your phone to make a donation to the relief effort in Japan. In the meantime, it appears that the situation there is becoming worse, at least in terms of the nuclear plant. Here's a comment from the chair of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission about the Fukushima nuclear plant.
We believe that secondary containment has been destroyed, and there is no water in the spent fuel pool, and we believe that radiation levels are extremely high, which could possibly impact the ability to take corrective measures.
That's Gregory Yazko of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here in the U.S. speaking yesterday. But that's the United States expert speaking. Is that different than the story that we're getting out of Tokyo from the Japanese government? Yes, it is. Why? Here to explain that is Noriko Hama. She's an economist and professor at Doshisa Business School in Kyoto. Noriko, one of the things that you have said is that there's a kind of a culture in the Japanese government, which not only leads to delays in terms of making decisions, but also has something to do with how forthright the government is in dealing with crises and disasters.
Yes, indeed. I mean, there is, I think, an exaggerated fear of creating panic such that, I mean, one does get the sort of feeling that these people, by that I mean the politicians and the bureaucrats, are sort of trying very, very hard not to lie without telling the truth, as it were. So, you know, they're sort of skirting the issues, really not sharing what is happening with the people, which obviously makes the fears and the uncertainties worse. So that's not a very good way to go about these things. And indeed, I think they could be much, much more forthright about what is actually happening, what the dangers are, what are the necessary things to be frightened of, what to ignore, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, they are actually, I think, sort of, in a sense, I suppose, contributing to the uncertainty and the panic by not being open enough about the situation.
Oh, okay, Noriko Hama of the Doshisa Business School in Kyoto. If they're actually trying to not induce panic, maybe withholding information in order to keep the populace calm, is that a cultural thing? Is that just part of the government that has ruled in Tokyo for so long?
I think it's a very bureaucratic thing, if you like to put it that way, which and of course, although we do now have a new government in place since last year, we have for a very, very long time had this one-party rule, if you like, in Japan. And the bureaucrats have always been very used to working with the same people over these very, very long years, 50 years or more, so that this sort of inertia and the skirting the issues culture has kind of become very entrenched, and which is certainly not helping at this moment. So one would hope that their attitudes will change as time goes along. But for the moment, I think they are trying very much to say as little as possible, again, without lying, which is not the way to go at this moment.
The skill that all governments try to develop around the world. Noriko Hama is an economist and professor at the Doshisa Business School, live from Tokyo, Japan. Noriko, do you think this crisis has caught the Japanese government at a weak point? I mean, you described the LDP, the ruling party, for so long. It was in a much stronger position 15, 20 years ago. It certainly isn't now. But I'm wondering if the people at the utility, TEPCO, have been in power longer than the civilian leadership in Japan and have the upper hand here.
Well, yes, that is certainly true to a certain extent. They have not been able to exploit that strength. I have to say that the electric power people have been the people who have been most dithering and really making a mess of press conferences and so forth. So I think there's an enormous disappointment, I have to say, with TEPCO. I mean, one understands the crisis mentality that rules there, but I think they could have put on a much better show being forthright and being, well, sort of looking like the expert experts that they ought to be. But that is certainly not the image that they have created for themselves so far. So hopefully they will improve again as time goes on, but we will have to see.
Well, but I assume that there will have to be a response at some point from the Japanese government now that there are differing views coming out of places like you heard the comment from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission giving a very different assessment of the situation and different advice to people than the one coming out of the Japanese government. Will that affect your countrymen there?
Well, it certainly showed, I think, that the differing views that are coming out from all over the world, as it were, that should certainly be relayed to the Japanese public and to the, indeed to the Japanese expert community. But that, again, these things are not being handled very well by the government. I must say they look as though they are actually trying very hard with what they've got on their hands at this moment, and they give the impression of having really very little room for doing anything else. So that's not a very hopeful situation, but again, I think we will have to see.
Could it be that in fact the Japanese government is getting as many conflicting reports out of TEPCO, the company that owns this nuclear plant, as we the public are, and they're passing on information as they can?
Yes, in a sense, I suppose the government is sort of turning into a messenger boy for TEPCO and electric power lobby.
That's harsh.
Well, it is harsh, but I think it increasingly starts to look that way. Again, which is all the more reason why TEPCO and all these people really ought to have a grip on the situation and to get the right messages across. But of course, they are not used to doing that. They are not really used to coming out into the open. They've been sort of hiding behind the government and policymakers and the bureaucracy for a long time. So everybody, I think, has to rethink their roles, their positions, and really, it's actually quite simple, really, to tell the truth, to be very honest, to share information with people. We are all people.
That's the advice from Noriko Hama, anyway, economist and professor at Doshisha Business School, joining us from Tokyo. If you have advice, if you have questions, especially about what's going on in Japan, we can get your scientific questions answered by David Biello of Scientific Americans. We have other people to answer the rest of your questions. Just give us a call at 8778 My Take.